In the quiet stillness of heaven, before the first sunrise ever kissed the earth, a young angel named Leora stood before Jesus. Her wings were new, shimmering with wonder and uncertainty. She had sung the praises of the Most High with joy, but now a deeper purpose called her, one she didn't yet understand. Her heart brimmed with questions, and Jesus, radiant in love and wisdom, saw them all before she could speak. He invited her to walk with him beside the river of life, where peace flowed like breath. "Leora," he said gently, "you were not only made to sing, but to serve. You will watch over those I love, those who walk paths of pain and promise. Your presence will not always be seen, but your purpose will be felt, like wind in a tree or warmth on a winter morning." She listened wide-eyed as he continued, "Your strength is not in battle alone, but in comfort, in guiding the lost, and in reminding hearts of hope." "But Lord," Leora asked quietly, "what if they cannot hear me? What if I fail to protect them?" Jesus smiled, kneeling by the riverbank and drawing a circle in the water with his finger. "They may not hear your voice, but they will know my presence through your care. Your strength is not your own. It flows from me, and you will never be alone. Even when they fall, I will rise with them, and you will be there, lifting their gaze back to the light." Leora looked down at the water, watching the circle ripple outward. "So I do not need to be seen to make a difference?" she asked. Jesus nodded, his eyes full of fire and gentleness. "No more than a star needs to shout to light the sky." With that, he touched her brow, and a warmth spread through her being, understanding, purpose, and peace taking root in her heart. From that day forward, Leora watched over the world not with pride, but with love. She learned the beauty of unseen faithfulness, of standing guard through storms and singing softly over sleeping children. And though the world below often forgot the divine presence above, she remembered the words of her teacher, "Your strength flows from me, and I am with you always."